Max Kroon speaking. I am in Sofia, Bulgaria. I came here to make a lecture of psychoanalysis, and I met Mr. Emil Astrukov, who is president of the Lodge of the Bnei Brit here in Sofia. Emil Astrukov, how old are you? What is your story? Can you tell us about the situation? What can you tell us about the situation of the Jews in Bulgaria?
So, as it was told to you already, I'm Emil Astrukov. I'm 61 years old, and I'm from Bulgaria, and I'm Jews. I'm a Jew on both sides, my mother's and my father's side, and my grandparents on both sides. So, I'm a Jew in our family. Till now, there is no mixture. But there's everywhere in the world, in the Jewish community in Sofia, there are a lot of mixed marriages, and this is becoming more and more serious as a problem. If we have to speak about the Jews in Bulgaria, the biggest part of them are Sephardic Jews who came from Spain, and after they were expelled in 1592 from the Queen of Spain, and a part of them came to Turkey, and a part of them came to Bulgaria and lived here. There were Jews also many years and centuries before that, but they were melted after that with the big community, big number that came from Spain. So now the Jewish community in Bulgaria, and most of all Sephardic Jews that came from Spain. The language that they spoke until one or two generation was Judaismo, the language that speak all the Sephardic Jews. But more or less, I think this is coming all over the world. The language is not very much spoken by the young, and so more or less it's going to be lost. It's a pity, but it's like that. So, if we have to speak about me, I was born here, I have graduated a school that was called the English language school, something like an English college. After that I graduated medicine and worked all my life. Now I am associated professor in thoracic surgery in the University of Sofia. If we have to speak about the Jews in Bulgaria, before the war there were about 48,000-50,000 Jews. And as I have told you, most of them were Sephardic. During the war, there is a very interesting phenomenon in Bulgaria. This is the phenomenon that the Jews in Bulgaria were saved from the Nazi concentration camps. So it's a complex process, and you cannot say in several words how this happened. Bulgaria was not occupied by the Germans. Bulgaria was an ally of the Germans during the war. So at the beginning the government and the king were forced by the Germans to send all the Jews in Bulgaria, like all the Jews in Europe, to the Nazi concentration camp. At the beginning this was working, because they accepted laws against the Jews, the so-called law for defending of the nation. It was a law like the Nuremberg laws in Germany, and it forced the Jews to carry all the time the yellow stars. There was a curfew for the Jews, the young Jews, the children were expelled from the schools, and the young Jews were expelled from the universities. All the Jews from the capital were transferred to country towns and villages, and were deprived of almost everything that they belonged to them. of belongings. There were allowed only 30 kilograms of luggage to carry with them to the country, and they were forced to sell to no price almost everything. In the country, the young men were gathered in labor camps, and they had to work building roads and things like that. So, as I put it, sometimes they were saved, but Senetepala Vian rolls. But at the same time, when the orders for the deportation came, there was, if I can put it like that, a big fuss in the whole society. First of all, we can put about 40 deputies who signed a petition against the deportation. Also, a very important role played the church in Bulgaria. This is an Orthodox church, because the Bulgarians are Christian, Orthodox Christians. And if we make some kind of comparison with the church in Europe, the Catholic Church, we must say that the Catholic Church not only didn't help Jews, but sometimes even helped Germans. On the contrary, the clergy in Bulgaria, even the highest high hierarchy of it, was against the deportation, very active in working in this sense. So this played a quite important role in this process. Also, we have to put here some of the left parties in the country who were against the deportation, many professional unions, like let's say the writers union, the medical staff, the doctors union, etc., and some individual persons who were more important, known in the society. This is a very long list, but we can never fill it to the end. But all this made the government and the king of Bulgaria not to deport the Jews. After that, the war changed against the Germans, started losing the war, and all these events in such a complex process saved the Jews in Bulgaria.
What happened during the communist period?
During the communist period, I don't know, maybe I've mentioned it already. After the war, about 48, maybe 50,000 went to Israel after Israel was created. So a very little number of Jews remained in Bulgaria to live in. During the communist era, it was the ideology was against any kind of religion, not only the Jewish religion, also the Christian religion, also the Muslims, any kind, because the ideology is like that, but it's atheism. So it was the same for the Jewish religion. Officially, no religion was forbidden, but still it was not very allowed and not easy to practice. So after the changes in 1989, something restarted, not only for the Jews, but the Christians, for the religion in Bulgaria. And so also during the communist era, it existed organization of the Jews, it existed a religious council, but not too many activities were possible to be done during that period.
The Jews now in Bulgaria are not so religious.
Jews in Bulgaria, I think, never were very religious. Even before the war, they were not very religious. After that, more or less, during this period of communism, atheism, etc., things were still more lost. Now things are restarting more or less among the Jews here, but the biggest problem maybe now is the melting of the population because of too many mixed marriages.
And you have some Ashkenazi Jews here?
We have some Ashkenazi Jews, but the number is very, very small. So before the war it existed some society of Ashkenazi Jews, I think not very big, but I cannot give you a clear number. There was an Ashkenazi synagogue, but after the war they were even smaller as numbers, so they almost melted in the whole Jewish community, and the biggest part is Sephardic.
Yes, you spoke to me about a woman who could eventually speak in Yiddish, but she didn't come, she was ill, she didn't speak for 40 years.
Yes, I spoke to you about an old woman who is Ashkenazi Jew. I have invited her to meet you, but in the last moment she told me she is not feeling very well. She is quite old, so this is always possible with old people, and she couldn't come to speak to you. I am not sure how much she could speak because she didn't practice for 40 years, but still it's a pity she couldn't come.
And there is a woman who came with you, who is from Austria, in Vienna, and she speaks German, but she understands a little Yiddish. I spoke to her, she was understanding what I was saying, but she speaks fluently German.
Well, I think it's about the same story. She is an Ashkenazi Jew who, when she was young, spoke more or less Yiddish, maybe more German, but she didn't practice for many years, so the habit is lost and it's not very easy to restore it now.
So you feel Bulgarian?
No, I feel Jew.
You feel Jew? Thank you.
I think if somebody is born a Jew, he is Jew, and that's all, and no matter whether he believes not, he is a Jew.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Ostroukov.